the real bright brownish yellow or golden yellow. There's all the different types of it, just like any other field product. I had some, had a volunteer vine, and I reset it and had, I gave it five at one time and three at one time. All for one vine. I'm a bad fellow to experiment. My grandson-in-law said if it could be grown, there it would grow.
Yeah, well, you don't know what'll work until you try.
I transplant watermelons. Anything people says can't grow, if you get the tap root enough there, don't you transplant anything.
What different kinds of watermelons are there?
Oh, there's different names of it, but they more or less, let's just go by the color of the outside and inside. There's green, then there's a striped watermelon, and there's a gray or whitish watermelon. Then on the inside of these watermelons, you have some with pink meat. Then some with the red meat, and you have some dark red meat, and you'll have two, three colors of yellow-meated watermelons.
I never saw one of those. I've just heard that there are such things.
Back when we was kids, that's what I looked for just before Christmas. They'd plant in the corn field, they'd go along and drop a few of those yellow-meated watermelons. And when you're gathering the fodder and gathering the corn, under some grass, you'd find one about the size of your head, about a foot and a half long. Go out there, you didn't have any knives and things to eat with, so you just take your fist, burst it open, get you a chunk of that, and take your hand and go in there. And while you're eating it, that juice would run down, run off your elbow. Now that was good eating.
Well, sounds messy.
Did you ever eat anything that wasn't messy that was good?
Well, you can eat it with a fork.
I know, but you never have worked out.
That's right, I never have.
You work out and get out, you're getting thirsty and hungry. You have to provide different ways. And that provision catch you guessing and trying.
Okay. What are some other kinds of melons?
They call them mush melons, cantaloupes.
Are those the same?
Really they are, but there's a little difference in the shape of them. Then they what they call a banana or a quill melon. They made my picture with two of those, one with a good sized round melon and one of those quill melons that I've crossed. Now I've crossed more cantaloupes than I have crossed anything. And that's the easiest way to cross them, but it takes time. If you'd like them to, I'll explain how you cross them.
Okay.
You plant, you see you've got a sweet watermelon here that's small and delicious. Got one over here that grows large, it's not hardly as sweet as you want.
Yes.
Well, all right, you want to cross this sweetness into this large one.
Right.
Get you a strand of that. Well, you plant your rows side by side, then when they start blooming, you pull all the male blooms off this big one and leave the female. Now, how do you know a male bloom from a female?
How?
A female bloom has the form of a melon before it blooms. The bloom's on the end of it. And therefore, it's easy to do. You cross cucumbers that way. You cross watermelons that way. You see if it's red at all. And that's the way I had looked at my pineapple that I've got up the house, and I reckon it's still all right. I don't know where it's got a pineapple on it or not.